Storytelling. Pinocchio. Story retold by Lucia Miranda and Daniela Galina. A long time ago, in Tuscany, Italy, lived an old carpenter called Geppetto.
Hello, I'm Geppetto.
He lived in a house with a cat and a fish.
These are my pets.
A little cricket was always around.
Hello, I am the talking cricket.
Geppetto had a toy shop. In his shop, there were many toys, such as dolls, puppets, cars, trains, boats, music boxes.
I like to make wooden toys.
In his town, there were many children, and Geppetto loved all of them.
I wish I had a son.
One day, when he was walking in the woods, he found a log.
I will make a special puppet with it.
And so he did. First the head with eyes, nose, mouth, and ears came up. Then the neck, shoulders, arms, fingers, body, legs, knees, and finally the feet. When he finished sculpting the wood, he painted the puppet's clothes.
I wish you could be my son.
On that night, Geppetto looked at the sky and made a wish.
Starlight, star bright, the first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I make tonight.
A fairy heard Geppetto's wish. Then the magic spread over the puppet, and it came alive. The fairy warned the puppet.
You are alive now, but if you lie to anyone, your nose will grow.
The talking cricket heard the fairy and advised the puppet.
Never lie to anyone. Otherwise, your nose will get bigger and bigger.
The very next morning, the puppet woke Geppetto up with a kiss on his face. Geppetto was very happy.
Look at me! I can move, I can talk, I can dance.
I can't believe that my dream came true. You are real. I'll call you Pinocchio.
That morning, Geppetto gave money to Pinocchio to go to the market and buy food. On his way to the market, he met Candlewick, a boy who convinced Pinocchio to go to a candy shop and buy candies with Geppetto's money.
Did your dad allow you to buy all these candies?
Yes, of course he did. Oops. What's happening?
Candlewick was a mean boy and took Pinocchio's candies.
Where are you going, Candlewick? Come back!
A tricky fox and a mean cat saw Pinocchio. The puppet was very sad, so they invited him to have a fun day at the circus.
Let's go to the circus, Pinocchio.
The talking cricket tried to warn the puppet.
Don't go, Pinocchio.
Meanwhile, Geppetto was too busy making more toys in order to sell them and get money to buy food, clothes, and everything Pinocchio could need. At the circus, Pinocchio was very happy. There were clowns, jugglers, stilt walkers, trapeze artists, acrobats, and unicycles artists. What a great day!
Look at me! I have no strings!
What Pinocchio most liked was the string puppets show. He danced with the puppets and had a lot of fun. Stromboli, the circus owner, was amazed at Pinocchio's dance. After the show, the cat and the fox talked with Stromboli.
You give me money, and I will give you Pinocchio.
Okay, here is the money.
Stromboli decided to keep Pinocchio forever in his show. He would be rich and famous.
Let me out! Let me out! Help!
Shh! I will help you, Pinocchio.
The talking cricket opened Pinocchio's cage and they ran back home. Pinocchio and the talking cricket finally arrived home.
Where were you, Pinocchio? Didn't you go to the market?
Yes, I did.
His nose was bigger than before.
And where is the food?
I put in the cupboard.
Oh no, the cupboard is empty. You lied to me. I am very disappointed.
His nose was even bigger. That night, Pinocchio cried because he was not being a good son, and he made a promise.
I'll never lie again. I want to be a good son to Geppetto.
The next morning, he went to school and played a lot with his new friends and helped Geppetto at the shop. The talking cricket was very proud of him. Then, one day, a wonderful thing happened. The fairy came back and did another magic.
Pinocchio, you have a kind heart. You deserve to become a real boy.
Geppetto and Pinocchio lived happily together as a family.